G'day, welcome to Partakers Monday Think Spot. Let's go over to Jim and Joy to hear what they are sharing with us today at the start of this new week. Over to you, Jim.
When God shuts the door, what then? The Apostle Paul and Silas and Timothy were travelling through Asia on their second missionary journey. They tried to go into Bithynia to the north, but were hindered by the Holy Spirit. We're not told how. So they then tried to go in another direction. But again, it was negative. But the Holy Spirit was gradually pushing them towards Troas, a seaport. Why? Because there they would find a positive response to their daily inquiry, which was, "Where next do you want us to serve you, Lord?" During the night, a vision was given. And Paul both saw and heard a person from Macedonia in Greece beckoning them, not once, but continually saying, "Come over to Macedonia and help us. Come over into Macedonia and help us." Acts chapter 16 and verse 9. Doors had closed at first and then opened through a divine interruption of sleep. And now, having been so assured, Paul, Silas, Timothy, and Luke joining them, you'll find that happening in 16 verse 10. They set a straight course by ship, 16:11. Straight suggests the weather conditions were made perfect by the Lord, who provided directional winds for their sails. And soon they were on the shore at Neapolis, and from there they travelled into Philippi. After several days in Philippi, where they had time to pray for fresh openings and opportunities, they were then led by the Holy Spirit to three people from completely different ethnic backgrounds. One a Greek, another was an Asian, and the third a Roman. They and their households, on hearing the gospel, repented, believed, and trusted in Jesus Christ's salvation. The first church was being established in Europe in Philippi, because God had a man who was ready both to be used and guided to where God wanted Paul to serve him. Now then, each morning Joy and I go into a local heritage centre, having prayed for similar opportunities to talk to people about Jesus Christ. We want to spread the gospel. We seem almost to be given an adventure every day as we fully trust the Holy Spirit to guide us to whoever God wants us to talk to. And he gives us words also to speak as each occasion presents itself, more often or not, unexpectedly. But we are there ready for him to use us as he wills. And our different gifts he uses also. He never disappoints us. Maybe God is wanting to do that with you. Are you willing? Are you reading his word for daily guidance and cleansing? Are you giving him listening time in order to hear his voice clearly directing you in your life? Look up Proverbs chapter 3 verses 5 and 6. They are two of my favourite verses. Memorise them. Hide them in your heart. And they will then be ready to put into practice and your daily experience. And then, ultimately, the results will be for his glory, for which we live, don't we? Bye for now. Have a day to remember. And at the end of it, don't forget to give thanks to God.
Gracious, loving Heavenly Father, we thank you that you want to have such a close, intimate relationship with us. You want to walk and talk with us as we live out each day. We have duties to perform, work and pleasures to enjoy. We can so easily get so wrapped up with ourselves that we forget to ask for your will for our lives. We pray, your will be done, but do we mean it? May we give each day to you, recognizing your will is always best. In Jesus' name, Amen.
Thanks for joining us on Partakers at the start of a new week. Come and revisit us real soon. May God bless you this week.